Yes, I understand. Every life must end.
Our next guest on Dabtown is a Grammy Award winner. As we sit alone, she has recorded three songs that have won the Academy Award for Best Original Song from a Motion Picture. And she's got a brand new album out entitled Another Time, Another Place that the Washington Post called elegant and heartfelt. This is the opening track from it, Eddie Vedder's Just Breathe. We're very happy to be joined this afternoon by talented singer-songwriter Jennifer Warrens. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Well, I love the album so much. The first new album in about 17 years for you. What was it that got you to... Well, it's good to take your time on things, right? What was it that got you back into the studio?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No.
Life gets in the way, Rich.
Well, it certainly did. And for you, life got in the way in some difficult ways. You had some certainly emotional experiences along the way. Is this album, it certainly is for the listener. I think it's very much a healing album. Is it that way for you?
Yeah, I'm more than a issue grappling statement. I wanted something that when you put it on, it actually calmed you down and gave you peace and company, and I think it does that.
Well, it certainly does. And you've always had such a great gift for mixing in wonderful contributions from other songwriters with your own work, and also, I'm sure, a level of comfort working with Roscoe Beck on this album.
Oh, yeah. It's so wonderful working with him. Yeah, we're comfy. You know, we understand each other, and we can get a lot of work done in a day because all the, you know, the questions have been answered.
Well, I love the opening track that we played a little bit of there, Eddie Vedder's Just Breathe, a different take on that. And you bookend the album with Mark Knopfler's Why Worry. You put some thought, I have to assume, into choosing those as the opening and closing songs on this album.
Well, if people are gracious enough to give you an hour of their time, whether driving or at home, or washing the dishes, or whatever they do when they listen to the music, it's an honor. It's a gift for people to give you that much of their time. And I always pay attention to the fact that that hour is important. It should flow. It should have meaning. It should take them on a journey. It shouldn't irritate them too heavily. And it should be beautiful. So we did that.
Well, you certainly did. And it was great when this album first came out. I couldn't wait to hear it. And, if I had the vinyl version, I'd have worn it out and have cue scratches by now. But I've listened to it so many times. And it was great to listen to an album, the way I used to listen to albums, where you would start with track one and work your way right through to the end.
That's what it's supposed to be, I think. You can't get a story, you can't get a movie told in 3 minutes. You know, so why should you get an album, everything you want to say in an album done in little sound bites? I think you need the hour.
So many,
to get into it and go somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So many great songs. I love your version of Mickey Newbury's So Sad. One of my favorites, and it's a song that I wasn't familiar with, but I absolutely love it, by Ray Bonneville, I Am the Big Easy.
Great song, huh?
Oh, man, is that wonderful.
Yeah, he's a great writer. It's a good song.
So let's go back a little bit. I want to talk about some of your early career. And how did you first come to the attention of the Smothers Brothers?
I'm going to put you on speakerphone and see if this works.
Okay. Sure, we'll try it. Like to experiment.
How's this?
Oh, I still hear you. Do you still hear me?
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, technology's wonderful.
Okay, here we go.
All right. So how'd you become acquainted with the Smothers Brothers?
Pat Paulson is from my hometown, and he was a house painter, and he had a comedy act at a local 5-star Michelin restaurant here. And I was the opening act for the comedians, and I sang songs with a classical guitarist. And we became pals, and when he left Orange County to go work for the Smothers Brothers, he brought me with him.
And now, he didn't include you on his presidential ticket, though.
Women weren't allowed then.
That's right. Well, it appears it's still a struggle today.
Yeah, it appears so, yes. That's why we didn't talk last time. I was overcome with emotion.
Well, a lot of people were. Is the story true that you first met Leonard Cohen in a hotel lobby?
Yes, in Hartford, Connecticut, as he was going off to his concert and I was going off to mine. Yeah, he was just on his way and spoke to him briefly, and it was, it was lovely. As it turns out, we may have met before then at a, when I was 14 years old, at a international folk festival, and he was representing Israel, and I was representing the United States, and I think that was actually the first time we met, but I'm trying to piece together my memory, we have the program that we were both there, so I can't remember exactly what happened.
Well, that became such a wonderful collaboration. You worked with Leonard on many of his albums as both a singer and a vocal arranger. And I think I saw an interview where you said, in many ways, you were born to be a conduit for his music.
I don't know why. Maybe it's the Catholic Jewish thing. Or, he was raised by Catholic nannies, and we both loved words. And, there was just some kind of sympathetic familial thing every time we hung out. I understood him, he understood me. It was easy to make music together. So when it came time to do his, his tribute album, it was like singing my own stuff, not as good, of course, but it was familial. That's how I would explain it.
Well, famous Blue Raincoat, one of the best albums of the last 50 years, and in particular, maybe my favorite song, Song of Bernadette, which I cannot listen to even after 30 years without being moved to tears. I think it's one of the great performances in American music, and I understand that's a very personal song for you.
Well, thank you. Roscoe says the same thing as you say. He tells me that high note at the end really causes him to cry, and I don't know what that's about. It the song is just a composition for me, and it came out of being named Bernadette as a kid, and then being in Lourdes with Leonard and talking about saints, and it came out of a lot of different elements, puzzle pieces that came together as the song. But as to how it affects people, I'm humbled by it, because I think it does. It touches something in people that's kind of innocent.
We're talking with Jennifer Warrens here on Downtown. Her new album is entitled Another Time, Another Place. How did you become the go-to person for Hollywood to get songs not only nominated but winning Academy Awards? It started with Norma Rae. It Goes Like It Goes, right?
Well, I think at my time... I'm just guessing. At my time, there were a lot of great singers, but the great singers were mostly church gospel singers, or they were folk singers. But there weren't many. There were a few, but there weren't many singers. Just like trained, I guess you'd call them, who could do a lot of different kinds of songs. There weren't many around in Hollywood, and I got the reputation as being somebody who could do a lot of things, who could approach a lot of different styles and a lot of different themes and feelings. And so I got a big string of work that was very fortunate for that time.
Absolutely. A monster hit, of course, with Joe Cocker on Up Where We Belong. And you performed live with Joe. What was that experience like?
Wonderful. He's such an engine. He's such a force. And he's so emotional and so open-hearted and solid in his musical ability. And I miss him very much.
And then Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, that proved to be a huge, successful pairing once again on the theme from Dirty Dancing, and that too, a monster hit and an Academy Award winner.
Yeah, and Bill and I are from like Pat Paulson, we're from the same town. So there was we knew a lot of people that we'd grown up with, and there was a good, comfortable feeling working with Bill.
Now, did I see that you enjoyed quite a bit the NFL's little twist on Dirty Dancing that they did last year?
Oh, didn't you love that?
That was great.
Oh, God, that was imaginative. That was fabulous. All the guys said, you know, they put their best foot forward.
Well, the new album is absolutely delightful. Another Time, Another Place. You are in great voice. Was it the 17 years rest? No, seriously, what do you attribute to being in such a good voice?
17 years without, you know, Jack Daniels.
Oh, I may be taking the wrong advice then.
No, I don't drink. But yes, I think 17 years of downtime does wonders for the soul and the heart and the voice.
Well, the album does wonders for the soul as well. It's wonderful to talk with you. I've enjoyed your music for many, many years and love the new album. Jennifer Warrens, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me.
Jennifer Warrens here on Downtown, the album entitled Another Time.